Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of everything is obtained through the power of prayer. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources. We'll continue from excerpt number 16. You can find the study material on the site, and in the Arvut system you need to click on the study material button in the upper menu. You can ask questions on the site, and selected questions relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson. So the lesson is on the topic of everything is obtained through the power of prayer.
Yes, I'm happy to hear you and see you on the screen before me, all of the groups, all over the world. What I'd like to say is that if you have anything to ask about the convention, about questions from the convention, you may ask. We, nevertheless, are still... Well, I think that if anybody has special questions about the Congress, he may ask. And we will also have to discuss it and talk about it. Nevertheless, today we are still under the influence of the connection that we had. In my eyes, it was a very successful connection. It comprised both ends, both the joy that we are connecting and it's working for us, even though it was a virtual connection, and also the fact that we have discovered how much we are still not in such an incorporation, such a connection where the Creator can be revealed in us already as a single system of the soul. But nevertheless, we have attained these two opposite points in the connection between us, and this is already a very good, a beautiful beginning that we can continue to develop. So if you want, go ahead, you may ask about that. We all together can talk about it and scrutinize it. So it doesn't just pass us by and no impression is left. And therefore, well, I see that you're already on fire and you want to ask, so let's start with Latin 5.
Buenas tardes, Rav. La pregunta es, dentro de la clase matinal, las preguntas...
The question is, in the morning lesson, the questions in the workshops...
Contestaban las preguntas...
In the workshops, the friends answer the questions.
No es necesario preguntarle a usted. Los amigos contestaban las preguntas. Las preguntas dentro de las clases...
We didn't have to ask you because the friends answered the questions. And the questions in the morning lesson, do they have any specific relevance?
The questions that the friends ask, I hear them. And I decipher them in a few directions. First of all, how much engaging in the question itself can help us become more connected, because all in all, the purpose of the lesson is for us to reach such a connection where we discover the Creator. If we don't cross ourselves, if we don't connect ourselves sufficiently, the Creator disappears. Typically, he disappears, vanishes between our fingers. But if we connect, then we create a vessel, and then we discover him, and then we continue to advance along with him. And so, through the questions that I hear from the friends, I hear an opportunity on my side and on our side, all of us, of how much through this question we can advance toward a connection, so that by attaching our desires, we will reach the revelation of the Creator. That's first and foremost. This is how I weigh the questions. So there are questions that I answer superficially, and there are questions that I relate to more practically.
Да, спасибо, Раф. У нас не уводан.
Thank you, Raf.
Товарищ, был тоже самый вопрос, и он звучит в принципе так, как.
More than one friend had the same question, and it sounds like this: annulment. Is it an internal activity, and the external activity still remains as a demand from each other, from the ten? How do we reconcile between annulment and demanding?
We need to annul each one towards the society, annul himself totally, completely, without any calculations that he's like this, he's like that, and like I see in everyone what they that they are presenting to me, the attitude of the Creator toward me. Let's say that in a society, besides myself, there are five friends. This is how it was during the time of Rabash. We had a group of six friends. And then also I asked Rabash, why six? There were other groups with 15 friends. Maybe we should join or complete them. And he said, no, that's enough for you. You can keep going like that. And when I look at it, I simply look at how much can I see in them, in all of them, such a connection that I want to be inside of this connection. I want to constantly be in this net that they are creating between them, or more correctly, what I can imagine that they are in it. That is, all of my work is to imagine our friends, my friends, connected between them. And I am inside this connection without any mind or reason. And the more devoted I am to them, this is how I advance. And the Creator does the opposite. He is constantly showing me by elevating my will to receive. He shines more with his light, and then my will to receive becomes greater, and then I see myself that I'm farther away from the friends. I don't think of being together with them, and so on. So here we actually have a struggle between me and the Creator. I want to connect with the society and through the society to get closer to Him. And there, inside of the society, I will discover Him. And I will no longer see the friends, but rather instead of the friends, I need to identify the Creator's attitude to me, in general, from all of the friends to me. And this is to the extent that I will relate to them also as though they are one. However, the Creator each time elevates my ego. He reveals it to me more and more and more. It's like with a little child who is constantly growing, and so I always see myself lacking success. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, I realize that all of these states also come from Him. And the lack of success also comes from Him in order to promote me. And therefore, this is how we advance each time. Success, lack of success, success, lack of success in the connection between us. Success, lack of success, success, lack of success in getting closer to the Creator. And through all kinds of other things, it is always ups and downs, day and night. The most important is for a person to join the days and nights together. Because the revelation of the nights, that is the coarseness, and it has to be as the infrastructure of the spiritual vessel. And the days are coming closer to the Creator, the inclination towards the Creator. That's the days. Day, light. And it has to be there also. So these two things, when they reach a certain measure, then through this contrast between all kinds of states of nights versus all kinds of states of days, we start to identify an image, the image of the Creator. That is, the Creator is depicted in the desire, in my desires and thoughts and discernments, and this is how it is always with anything that I attain. However, with respect to connection and lack of connection, I want to arrange this puzzle and see his picture, his attitude. This is how we advance.
PT6.
We would like to get your summary of the Congress. How do you, what's your impression of how the world clearly absorbed it, and where do we go from here?
The Kli is very diverse. However, what makes me happy is that, first of all, that we are coming closer to each other. There is no such a great gap as there was even a few months ago, with all the different views and perceptions and relations. We are all reaching a single line. We're not there yet, but we are approaching a single line. And it's very clearly felt the difference between those who are in the lessons and those who are not quite in the lessons and those who hardly are in the lessons. So we have three kinds of such people. Those who come and are with us each and every day, there's no question there. They are already grasping the method, and they're advancing along with it, and they are truly felt as a group from all over the world that knows and is aimed, directed, and walking almost with a single pace. Those who come sometimes, once or twice a week, they come to the lessons, they seemingly understand the principles, however, they don't have the same inner preparations, because we need each and every day that a day should not pass, or a fortnight, let's say, where we do not connect with the entire world Kli, we don't hear a lesson together, and we don't calibrate ourselves according to the connection between us with the direction toward the goal. If this is lacking, if they don't come each and every day, it is felt immediately that those people are adding more wisdom, and they want to complete or complement it with their intellect somehow, but not with their inner emotion. They didn't allow their heart to develop through the connection with others. And this is happening to us, especially in the lessons. And there are those who come to the Congress because, well, now we have a Congress once every few months or once in half a year. So certainly it's worthwhile to come. That is also good. I respect everyone. And in my eyes, everyone is important. And all the more so, let more and more people come. Let them come even once a year to a Congress. However, regarding the progress, they need to invest more. They need to invest more.
The
importance of the lessons is clear. The question is about those who come each and every day. What should we put the emphasis on now following the Congress? Right. Actually, The general line remains the same line. We don't change that at all, ever. It is a connection between us in which the Creator is revealed. What kind of connection should it be? We learn that from the recommendations of Kabbalists, and the goal is adhesion with the Creator. As it says, Israel, the Torah, or the light, and the Creator is one.
In relation to the goal of the Congress, the goal was impregnation. Where are we with respect to it?
We already see that state called Ibur, impregnation, ahead of us, before us. We see that state of Ibur before us. What does it mean to be connected between us in order to annul before the Creator's governance? This is more clear already, and it is before us.
Chaim Ratz is
translating, and he wants to ask, how do you see the influence of the Congress on the world? What do you think it will do or is doing in the world?
In each and every daily lesson, we are having a great influence on the world, all the more so with the Congress. But these things, they are not yet felt, not in the eyes of the world and not in our own eyes. And that is good. It is good because we still need to develop like an embryo inside of its mother, that for the first few weeks, we can't even tell that she's pregnant. And only later on, we start to see that there is something there. So we still need to develop in such a way. And this is for our benefit. As it says, the glory of the Lord should be concealed. That's it. But I see before us truly that we are established already in the right point and with the line ahead of us leading forward. And now, each and every day, we have to step forward and connect all of these elements that are related to the embryo so that they will truly exist in us.
Itafri. Rav, perché dopo il congresso c'è uno stato di completo distacco, rifiuto, a malapena riesco a stare alla lezione. Che cosa significa questo stato e come può portare beneficio alla decina? Grazie.
Why is it that after the Congress I feel disconnection, rejection, repulsion, I can barely come to the lesson. Why does it happen? And what's the benefit of this toward the 10?
It is always like this. In each and every one who has invested himself in the connection, this great connection, and in the study, and in all of those things, by that he caused an elevation of the degree. And every new degree starts from its achoraim, the posterior, the new coarseness. And this is why we usually feel hard work, that we made an effort in connection. And later on, suddenly we discover that we have no heart and no head with which to work in spirituality, or we can hardly even hear about spiritual matters. It's natural. It is natural. We should already be used to it, that everything that we're going to discover, we're going to discover it over the broken will to receive. This is how we get it from the depths of our nature, more and more, layer after layer. And this is what we have to connect to the goal, to our direction toward the goal. This is how it should be, each and every day. And therefore, I'm telling you that I saw this in Rabash also. When he was getting up in the morning, he got up as though he cannot see anything. He went to the bathroom, went to wash himself, wash his face, his hands. He would sit down next to the table, the study table. I would bring him a cup of coffee, and he was still sitting there like that until he started to put himself together from within, truly broken pieces, like in Adam HaRishon. And usually I'd read something aloud, and he would listen, and that way, bit by bit, slowly he would lift himself. And this is the right form for sorting the new vessels each and every day. This is what I learned from him. And I will tell you that over the years, we will have to get used to it this way and to rise, but we will also understand why we're getting up in such a way.
Barur.
This is clear? Good.
No, UK1.
Well, UK1.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, as it was mentioned earlier on in the lesson, we have a lot of friends who are not in the lesson every day. Will the Congress make them stronger, and will it help to participate in a more active way?
Maybe. But we need to understand that it is impossible to reach a month, a year, let's say, and study what you missed out on the entire year. That doesn't work like that, because we have to build the Adam in us who is similar to the Creator. And this is work, just like working physically in this world. We are taking care of a baby, and we need to give it five times a day its food in small portions, and clean it and wash it and put it to bed to sleep. And once again it gets up, and again we do the same thing, and this way non-stop. And similarly, we need to take care of ourselves, of the spiritual baby that is growing inside of us. This is how we need to relate to it, truly. Give it whatever is suitable for it to eat, and wash it once a day from all of its shells, klipot, and put it to sleep, and whatever it needs. And this is non-stop care, intensive care. And if a person doesn't do it, but rather he does it occasionally, whenever it's convenient for him, meaning for him, this life in this world is more important than the spiritual life, then that's how it ends up. That's the result of it. However, we respect that as well. And even if a person comes to the lesson once a week and he takes part, somehow, nevertheless, he is in it to some extent. He wants to be connected with the general Kli. And this is something that we respect, and we need to try to keep him, to hold him. It's better that he is inside somehow than on the outside. Nevertheless, his soul is developing gradually in a standby.
Rav, one more question, if I may.
No.
How will the Congress affect our dissemination efforts?
Yes.
I don't
know. The Congress should influence the importance of connection between us, the importance of the goal that from here on we are continuing our regular process of studying, and we are preparing ourselves to the next convention. And I hope that for the next convention, we will have already a special convention in that, well, this is how it seems to me, that everyone will participate in its preparation, and we will see that truly great big groups that are providing us, creating for us all kinds of virtual events. And this is how we will advance. But the content of the Congress, we will decide on that, let's say, after 2 or 3 months of study, then it will be clear to us what we've reached and what should be that content. Now it was the entrance to Ibur. So we will advance. Maybe then we will be able to move on to the conception, the 9 months of pregnancy, the first, second, third month in which the embryo is conception inside of its mother, inside of Bina, that we will feel already that we exist in the force of Bina, the upper force of bestowal, and it is working on us, keeping us, helping us, and we need to connect with it, and we want to receive nourishment only from it, and to advance in such a way. These are very important months that we have now. They determine the direction of the spiritual development of each and every one.
Holland.
Yeah, thank you, Raf. Good morning, friends. Raf, there was something, well, a lot of things happened during the Congress, but specifically between lesson 2 and 3, there was like a huge change when we talked about the annulment as a preparation for Ibur, lesson 2. There was a huge impression that the friends were ready, that there was this this field of unity, that there was a feeling of being in the spiritual womb, and that the friends were like the whole world clear was in this field of love and bestowal. And when we entered the third lesson, there was still this anticipation, this great yearning of entering the womb. But then in this lesson, something happened that the door was shut, like we were not allowed in. What happened here? What are we lacking? What is our work to focus on?
This does happen, and it happens not only in such a case, but rather it is in order to elevate our necessity. It's like a flirt, a game that one plays with another. We do this with our children, a woman does that with a man, in order to draw greater attention. And this is why it is done. We wanted to reach the connection between us in which we will attain the Ibur, impregnation, but not sufficiently. So how is it tested if it's enough, sufficient or not? To the extent that we wish to abstain, to rise above our egoistic things. And here they check. We check it, and the upper force checks it. We check it according to the state that we're in. That now, at this moment, I am willing to truly disconnect from everything and to only be in spirituality, and I don't care about anything else. However, the upper force sees me in all of the states, before the present state and also after the present state, what I will do next, later. And it takes all of these states into calculation, and therefore, whatever I decide to annul and to be in Ibur and to forget about myself and to lose myself, he looks at it differently, just like we look at a baby. That we know that this is happening to him right now, but in a moment it will pass. You know how babies can cry and immediately stop crying and start laughing. Right? There's no transition really, or difficult transition from laughter to crying. So the upper force who is developing us, he feels, he sees, he understands, he himself is holding all of these states, and therefore he's managing us and how to move forward. And it's not according to how it seems to us, but rather the annulment that you wish to enter Ibur, that also relates to subjugation in such states and accepting what we call the burden of the kingdom of heaven, the upper force that it is ruling, accept it with joy, and it doesn't matter to me what will happen. And if I long for one thing and I get whatever I receive, what I see before me as something else, then I have to change myself and agree with it. Because whatever is happening, I accept, I get it from the Creator. And here, I can check myself. Am I truly in that state of Ubar, embryo, or not? Because embryo, first of all, means to annul oneself completely, as though I do not exist. But rather, only the upper one is giving me all of the states, and all of my qualities, and my present, and my future, and I am simply annulled. With joy, I annul before him.
Yeah.
Czechoslovakia. This is clear? Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovak.
Dear Raf, yesterday in the afternoon lesson, I had two questions that didn't get answered. Can I ask them afterwards? The first one is how to deepen the prayer in the ten.
To deepen the prayer in the ten, it is only by you deepening your entrance into the desires and intention, your intentions and desires, and how much you search. With what can you approach the Creator? Through the friends. To deepen the prayer is only by your prayer, your individual prayer, if it will be connected with additional prayers of the friends, and then along with them, together with them, you aim your common prayer, what we call the prayer of the many, to the Creator. And he then already accepts this prayer. Whereas, what each and every one wants and cries out, this is called a voice crying out in the desert, and it's not heard. The Creator doesn't hear it. However, the moment that a few people start asking of him, even if they're wicked, he listens. Because this is the law, that if a few people come together, if they connect, that is that they annul before each other towards a single desire, a single goal, a single Creator, then he already hears it. That is, this is the system that is called Boe, Creator, and it is already impressed by it. It accepts it.
Sibir.
Спасибо, Раф. На самом деле, да, конгресс очень был сильный.
Thank you, Raf.
Конечно, каждый.
It really was a very powerful congress, and there's a feeling that
очень сильная связь. Знаете, внутренняя.
Even though we're looking from our corrupted angles, but there was a connection, very strong ropes that held together the whole world clay. On the other hand, the light illuminated all the deficiencies, all the uncorrected places of disconnection among the friends. So the question is, how do we work with it? What was missing so as to complete the work? There is something, but there's also something missing.
It says that one has to bless over the bad as over the good. That is, we are not talking about something that has passed as bad or good, but rather we bless over it, that we have been through it, and we ask that we will have the right summary of what we've been through, and we can take one correct step forward. That is, regarding the past, we need to say that everything happened as the Creator has decided in advance, and nothing happened besides whatever He decided, He planned, because there is none else besides Him. It's impossible that something bad has happened. As for the future, we need to take all the things that have happened in the past, check them, whether on top of that we can do something better and go forward. And here we need to scrutinize, how do we relate to the past and to the present and to the future according to us being in the upper force that rules? So think about it.
Is
it true that the light shines on the bad and on the good and what's missing too?
Yes, nice. This is how we will advance, okay? All right.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, тоже хочется поблагодарить.
Yes, dear Raf.
И сказать еще, что
I too want to say thank you for this Congress. And beyond this huge Congress, I think there was a very powerful preparation for this Congress. A lot of friends took part in it. All kinds of clips were filmed. Various tasks were carried out. Many people worked in it together. Besides the morning lesson, there was a very serious and compressed preparation. How do we not slow down now, but actually accelerate it now?
Advancing forward toward the goal, it can be only by us also carrying behind us the whole of humanity. Because we received and we will receive all of our advancement only if there will be people behind us that will join it, each one in his manner, each one in his intensity, with his character, with his way, but they will join this whole process of correction so that they will understand. Even now they understand that the world requires a correction, but that they will understand it specifically in this way, when people connect between them, above all the disturbances and quarrels. By this, we actually determine the new state of humanity, so that all in all, this whole world eventually should rise and rise and rise like that until the level as Bala Sulam writes up to the spiritual world. And this is why we have to invest a lot more than before, more forces in dissemination, and open up in all the languages, study groups, and to advance in this way, so that in the next Congress we will see, let's say, 10,000 people who are connecting to us and they want to be together and advance. This is what I think needs to be our goal. And I'm certain that if we will engage also in the externality, meaning the external dissemination to the broad public, it will help us to rise up. Because it's a pyramid. If you don't build a wider and stronger infrastructure, then you cannot elevate the tip, the top, higher. It's a law. So, you're an architect, Vlad, you know that. That it's impossible to do it any other way. According to the height of the building, there has to be a suitable foundation. So this is what we need. Usually on a daily basis, how do we increase the importance for all of the friends?
Speak among yourselves and explain to each other that this is the whole difference between our time and previous times. Then, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 years ago, Kabbalists would sit quietly and engage in studying the wisdom of Kabbalah in such a way that no one knew about what they were doing. But today, it has to be among everyone, really. And that's the difference. This is why we need to circulate as much as possible in every language in a very convenient way that doesn't push away, that doesn't turn away anyone from the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Latin 7.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. La clave en el ataque es continuar incrementando el esfuerzo.
The key in the attack is continue raising our efforts and while appreciating the efforts of the friends and to demand from the Creator the quality of bestowal of His.
Yes, but it's as if we come to the Creator and demand. This is suitable for someone who doesn't want. The Creator wants to give us everything. Demanding of Him means demanding of myself to have a vessel to receive what He wants to give. More than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse, meaning the Creator is always has a desire to give. Besides a desire to give, He has nothing toward us. So what we need is to ask of Him to help us build a vessel for the reception of the abundance that He wants to give. That vessel is not prepared in us because it has to be in congruence with what we are about to receive from Him. He wants to give us the power of bestowal, the power of love. And we don't feel that this is what's missing for us. This is why we turn to the Creator to first of all help us build a lack for bestowal and love. And with this lack, we can come to Him and receive the powers, the filling.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Can I also ask? I have a question on behalf of the team that organized the meeting of the tens. The team that organized the meeting between the tens on Saturday, we received a lot of feedback, positive responses from all over the world. But beyond that, the team is also preparing each and every, on a regular basis, once every few weeks in the Russian area, we have different kinds of meetings of the 10. We randomly get 10s together. So the question is, are we ready for a greater closeness between the tents following the Congress. Did anything change in that direction?
Oh, it's difficult for me to say to what extent we can change the measures and forms of nearing and connection among the tents. We are very diverse. There are all kinds of states in different countries, different nations, different groups, and in each and every group. And therefore, I cannot say. I think that by, for the time being, advancing as before, without rushing to be more and more connected among the tens, by this we will scrutinize the lack of connection among the tents. And that deficiency will direct us. I don't feel in myself that I know or understand or can direct this connection among the tents, which should now be on a new level. I don't know. I think that all of us, as we advance, without rushing it, without pressing and pressuring, we will feel that there is another way to connect, and in this we will advance on the spiritual path. That's the only way. PT3.
Thank you. First of all, Rav, thank you very much for this Congress, amazing internal lessons about annulment. We truly felt huge progress, and also to all of the friends all over the world, of course, who put in a lot of effort and importance, and this is what turned the Congress to what it was. I wanted to ask you about a certain discernment that became clear out of the work on the annulment, and it is becoming something that if in the past we would reach a wall and then we would give up, despair, here a new place opened up for us of turning to the Creator, and this has become more clear. My question is, how do we take the Creator as a partner in our work of scrutiny?
Again, the question?
How do we take the Creator as a partner in our, sorry, in our work of annulment, sorry, before the 10?
We can position the upper force opposite from us, against us, or with us together in all kinds of ways. Only so as to be directed toward the goal. And therefore, we have to take him as a partner who is in the connection between us in the ten. And we, together with the Creator within us, we go and approach higher spiritual states. This is what should be before us. It's simple. And then we should ask each one from himself toward the ten, and the ten toward the Creator, and from the Creator toward the ten and toward each person, to do the act of connection in such a way that Israel, meaning each and every person who is directed straight to the Creator, the Torah is the group that maintains the connection in it, and the Creator being the Creator himself, the upper force. So all those things become one concept. We don't want them separated. We want to see those things more and more together. That's it.
So in what you call Oraita, the Torah, or the light in the group, we feel more and more this dependency that we cannot raise a prayer unless the entire tent raises this prayer. So how do we build such a common prayer?
First of all, you have to speak among yourselves, scrutinize these things, and do them. agree among yourselves on what you are to do and do it. Let's say I, for example, feel that I am drawn toward the ten. I am drawn to the Creator in the ten, but I am lacking internal drive toward it, external examples. So I need to talk about it with the friends. And then everyone should be impressed by this and think. If we all think and want and turn to the Creator from every ten, every friend in the ten, it is certain to influence it quickly.
Kiev 2.
В общей молитве за от десятки. Каждый товарищ.
In this common prayer for the ten, each friend should ask only for the friends, or he can insert his individual deficiency there also.
He should come to a state where his deficiency and the deficiency of the ten are the same deficiency. And for their entire deficiency to be like the deficiency of the Creator. This is called make your will as His will. And then it succeeds.
Barur.
Clear?
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
No. Ein.
Well, no.
Tov. Az nishar lano focus
group. Okay, so we've got focus group.
Yes, Rav, I actually had a bit different discernment, maybe. I felt that it became possible to ask for the friends, but on the other hand, seemingly, I don't need them. I don't need the connection with the ten, but only in order to ask for them. What is this request? What is this feeling?
Go over all those things. I don't want to get into a scrutiny of each desire and each thought and each prayer. You need to go through these things to discuss among yourselves, first of all, and that way advance. We will not stop at any such personal scrutiny in a friend. Okay, Moshe, why don't we... It's been almost an hour, right? So that was instead of a Shamati article that we should have had. So now we're coming to?
So we have the selected excerpts from this topic of everything is obtained by the power of prayer.
Right. So what did we stop before the Congress?
We came to 16.
16. So let's continue.
Should we have a song first and a transition?
Yes, of course.
Now every man has to know. Inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. just you know. Inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. Inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a quest to the light. And inside there are sparks.